Yeah, now let's start.
All right. We just had a little mess up. I didn't hit record. Oh, I thought I did, but it mustn't have recorded. So here we are. We have Moritz.
Moritz, yeah.
Yes, I got it right on the last time I didn't. And he's going to answer 10 questions for us. And let's jump into it.
All right, let's go.
Pineapple on pizza, yay or nay?
Yes, for sure.
Man, we were just talking about this a second ago when we failed that every single person has said yes to pineapple on pizza. And it's, now it's worldwide because Moritz is not from here, as he just said in the last one.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask, what do you do to pay the bills?
I am actually an international student from Germany. I just moved here. I'm a freshman at Bellevue College. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the... How do you feel the cultural differences between where you are from in Germany to here?
Okay. Yeah, the people here in America are much more friendlier and open-minded. Like, for example, if I walk on the street, somebody gives me a compliment about my style or like actually starts a conversation that would never happen in Germany, like in the small town where I'm from.
Do you know what's funny is I find from where I am in Australia and being Australian, I find everyone here... Like, they're nice, but not, like, as nice as Australians. Like, I can't walk down to the beach and not have a conversation with someone. And everyone's like, how you going? How you going? How you going? How you going? Everybody's just chatty. And here, like, you walk down and, like they won't even, like, look to say hello. And you'll be across the street and you'll kind of, like... And, like, it's different if you're in, a, like, a city part. But if you're, like, across the street in Australia and, like, it's, a, like, a four-lane street, you'll still be looking at each other, like, give yourself a nod and then, like, keep an eye, like... Way friendlier, and I think a little bit's COVID, like after coming out of COVID here. But so what made you come here from Germany to study? It's not like America has the best educational system.
Yeah, because of that, and I also used to live here as an au pair, which is like a nanny,
live-in nanny. Yeah.
So I used to live here, and I love the culture. I love the nature, especially here in Pacific Northwest, like with all the mountains. Yeah. And so,
is it much different from where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from a from the East German part. So it's very like we have lots of castles, but not like. Huge mountains.
I like houses, like townhomes. They're like castle butted up next to a castle, butted up next to a castle.
It's more like, yeah, on every hill, it's kind of like a castle or like a ruin. So it's like, it's my side of Germany is like, has lots of history super interesting.
Yeah.
But it's different, totally different to the part, like to Pacific Northwest, for example.
Yeah. What are you trying to study here in Bellevue?
I actually have to figure that out. I enrolled in business, but I just figured that I might want to study something else. So I have to figure out in my first year now what
that's,
I want
it
to
feels
study.
Like a crazy thing to go, I'm moving country to study, and now I'm going to change that. That's pretty, like, I don't want to say, like... courageous is the word I'm looking for to sort of like I'm out here in like I don't know if you're out here by yourself or you're with friends or family or whatever but
totally by myself
and then you're like oh now I'm going to change this up
I think I feel like here in America especially here in America it's easier to change your major like in Germany for example if you enroll in a like a major for example a business major you have to stick with this major or you have to start over. And here it's like, oh, the first one, like the first year is like to figure out what you want to do, like take a general education classes. And that's, I'm so lucky.
Is it more expensive to do schooling here or in Germany?
Oh, yeah. Germany is totally for free. Like in Germany, you could study. I think you have to pay like enrollment from 300 euro in like one quarter. So 600 a year.
Do you think the schooling's better here or there?
I've never been to a German university, but like what I heard from my friends, I think it's harder to study in Germany. Like the schools are harder. And actually, I think it, like here I will study for the next 4 years and in Germany to do your undergrad is in 3 years. So I think it's much more
condensed.
Yeah.
Wow.
More
so, so obviously you speak German.
Yeah.
You speak English.
Yeah.
When did you learn to speak English?
I started, I think in third or fourth grade.
Is that just a German thing to like learn English?
Yeah. I think it's a you have to learn it. Yeah, like there's no other way. You have to learn English in case to do your graduate, like high school graduation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hardly speak English as an Australian, so I don't know if I could put another language out
there. Do you speak any other languages?
No, I'm an idiot.
No.
Also, like Australians are very self-deprecative, so like I like to make jokes that like
Okay.
So that's why all the jokes I'm sort of saying, I'm like,
okay.
So yeah, I don't know any Australian that's just one of the Australians I grew up with that speak another language. We're here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, unless they are from a different culture and they automatically speak that because their family speaks it at home or anything like that. But no, there's no one's like, oh, I'm taking this and then that's can speak it fluently outside of school. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I can do it in school. And then they forget about it because they don't use it outside of school.
Oh.
Where here, like, my wife speaks a bit of Spanish. Other people I know are fluent in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, I wish I was fluent in Spanish. Like, that would be sick.
But did they offer some programs at school? Or
when I was in high school, they offered like programs, and I feel like you could go on a bit from them, but it wasn't a mandatory thing.
Ah, okay.
And then, like, what language do you choose? Where if you're speaking English, then, like, I remember there was either German, French, or Japanese that you could learn.
Oh.
And Germany was meant to be the, like, business language, like you learn that so you can go do business in the and then French was so then you could like mouth movement and then Japanese was I don't even know why that one was, but it was just sort of like I think it was the writing you could like see those other writing and stuff, but it, like then you could pursue it if you were into any of those.
I see.
Yeah
That's interesting.
It is, right? Different place in the world.
Yeah.
Totally. All right. Is there a song that makes you want to dance?
A song?
Yeah.
Yeah. It recently came out from Miley Cyrus.
Flowers.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I was obsessed with this song.
Yeah.
I was just, like, while I was doing my laundry, I was dancing or, like, in the car, like, for every single
time. I don't vibe with that song that much, but I can see why people would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I could be like, all right. Like, it's not my taste, but I'm like, yeah, get it.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun outside of studying and dancing to Flowers?
I actually enjoy being like, I'm a very outdoorsy person. I enjoy being outside playing volleyball or going hikes.
Oh, have you picked up pickleball yet?
No. What is that?
Oh my gosh. I'm about to change your life. Like, you're going to remember this moment.
Tell me.
So pickleball is a cross between table tennis and tennis.
Uh-huh.
But it's on a smaller version of a modified tennis court.
Uh-huh.
And you have a pickleball, which is like one of those wiffle balls.
Yeah.
And then you got these paddles, and they started out as all like wooden paddles, and you would hit them across the net, and they can bounce. But the ball doesn't go as fast, but you can like sort of play it. Like, I play it a lot, and there's like a bunch of ex-tennis players that play it. There's but like, and you play it in. Best part is it's like mainly pickup games. So where we are, do you know where Everest Park is?
Everest Park?
Yeah. So there's a park just over here in the back of Kirkland called Everest Park, and there's three pickleball courts there. And basically you can go in there and put like a pickleball paddle down and just jump in the rotation and learn about it.
That's cool.
Yeah. You should look it up.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds super fun.
Yeah, and it's super social. Like, so like you're meeting new people all the time, you're like playing and then people sort of splinter off into their own groups and we're going to go over this pickleball place and play here, or we're meeting up down here, and like it's pretty amazing.
I will definitely check it out.
And then I cut you off. So you do volleyball and other stuff outside?
I just enjoy being outside, going on walks. And
do you get up and go hiking in the mountains and stuff?
Yes, I do. Not with this weather. I do some snow hikes. I did some snow hikes this winter, but I'm mostly enjoying hikes when it's like spring, summer, fall.
Yeah, it's wet enough as it is. Like walking through those places, and you're like a wet tree branch goes across your face, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. What is your favorite animal?
Definitely a dog.
A dog?
A dog.
Out of all the animals in the world.
Yeah.
A dog.
I mean, in Germany, I grew up on a farm, and like there were lots of animals we had.
Yeah,
like,
but there's no rhinoceros there.
Huh?
There's no rhinoceros. There's no giraffe with a freaking 10-foot neck.
True, but I like since I can think, I had a dog around me, so it's kind of like is like the closest.
My dog, one of my best mates. Like, I like talk to it. Like, I'll be drawing and I'll be like, "What do you think of this line?" While I'm drawing, and the dog doesn't care. But I'm like treating it like it's a person.
Yeah, exactly.
What breed of dog would you?
I would say a Great Dane.
A Great Dane.
Mm. Yeah. I'm more the kind of dog person who likes taller, like bigger dogs.
Bigger dog, yeah.
Feel like they're more kind, more nice, more nicer.
Yeah,
they don't bark as often as little dogs.
I have a English Staffy. Do you know what they are? The Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
A terrier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
They're really smart, right?
Well, this one it is smart, but these I don't know if we're talking about the same dog. Like, there's different types of terriers. Uh-huh. This one's like one of those sort of like bit musclier terriers.
Oh,
like,
okay.
People think it's a pit bull, but it's not. But anyway. Okay. I have one of those, so it doesn't bark very much, but it's a bit of a smaller dog.
Uh-huh.
But I used to have a little white, fluffy Bichon Maltese.
Uh-huh.
It rarely barked, but it was, out of all the dogs I've had in my life, that one there might be the best, because it's just easy going. Like, I could be right here and be like, just stay there. And it'll just be like, all right. I'd be like, all right, now we're going on an 8-mile hike. Be like, okay, let's do it. And then like, just make a lot. Yeah, it was the best dog. It was best all-round dog ever.
Yeah, that's. I think that's the one part about bigger dogs. I think they need to like get exercise. So,
well, Great Danes, I think they need a bit of exercise, but they've got a short lifespan, right? Because they're so big.
Yeah, I think the taller the dog, the shorter their life, right?
Yeah, yeah. Probably like humans as well. Like, the short people probably live for longer. I don't know.
You think so?
I have no idea. Which story or personality trait of yours do you wish people automatically knew when they first met you, without you having to tell them?
I would say my my kindness. Like, people like all my friends know that I'm very like a very social, kind person. Mm-hmm. So probably
okay. Do you ever think, because of like Germany known for being like strict and very you're worried people think like, oh, he's German, then they're gonna think I'm very harsh, like not harsh in like,
but right,
yeah.
I think people like always stereotype Germans, and I'm definitely not the most typical German, so
I would say I'm not the most typical Australian either. Like, people like, I also think people stereotype Australians like with like a country bumpkin, but then I also was a bit of like, I grew up in the bush catching lizards and snakes and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So everyone thinks that, and I'm like, well, I'm not like that. And I'm like, well, you kind of were. So I'm a bit of both, but but Australians, like, I get where you're coming from, but I get the opposite side of that, where everyone's like, loves the Australian accent, like throw a shrimp on the barbie, like Crocodile Dundee, here's a knife, like, that's not a knife, this is a knife.
Uh-huh.
And so I have to deal with all those sort of jokes and stuff all the time. Not that I care, that doesn't really bother me. I like the attention most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, so many people say Germans only eat sauerkraut and bratwurst, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, have you never heard of it?
No.
Like,
bratwurst,
so
did you say?
Bratwurst, the sausage.
Sausage, yeah.
And every time, like, I say, oh, I'm from Germany, they're like, oh, do you eat only sauerkraut and bratwurst? And I'm like, ah, no, I actually don't like that.
I always get like, have you eaten kangaroo? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I have. Like, but, and they're like, oh, man, you're crazy. And I'm like, well, it was good.
Yeah.
Right, but yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were to take me out to your favorite food place, where would you go? Best bratwurst place? No, I'm just kidding.
I would actually... You mean here in Seattle or...
Wherever. I don't care.
Wherever?
Wherever. We've got a magic bus and it can take us anywhere.
Then I would say... There's a taco place. I used to live as an au pair in San Francisco in the Bay Area. And there's a really good Mexican taco restaurant close to Mission Dolores Park.
Yep.
I would probably go there.
Yeah, I think, well, I'm sure there's a few of them. I was just down in San Francisco and then someone was telling me about this place in the Mission District that is a great Mexican place you got to go to. So, wonder if it was the same place.
I don't know the name of it. I could totally show you on a map, but yeah. I don't know the name of the... Maybe it's the same.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, maybe we got that bond, but it's the same. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
What is something that you have overcome that has made you proud?
I came out... I stepped out of my comfort zone and moved 5,000 miles away from my family. That was like... I kind of wanted to leave and see the world, but it's also kind of scary to do it all by yourself.
Yeah.
So I overcome my fear of traveling alone.
So is this when you're becoming an au pair?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually, I flew once before I came here. Before I moved here, I flew once for 2 hours, and then my next flight was to the United States. Straight 10 and a half hours. So I was kind of scared of flights and being by myself.
Yeah. So when did you feel like you would overcome that? Like once you'd settled in at the place that you're working, like what was that journey like for you?
My first 2.5 weeks were like very, I was talking with my hands and feet and Google Translator because my English was not the best at that point. Every day I was learning new vocabulary and new words and
words in context, having it like here versus even just Australia, like both English speaking places, even the way we say takeaway and here they say to go, and I'd be like takeaway and they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Or even saying like we say how you going and what do they say here?
How's it going?
And we say how's it going and they say how you going? I don't know. One of the two. Now I don't know which way, but I remember when it first happened, people be like, I'm going that way. And I'd be like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? It was just like one of these like small little differences. So I can't imagine from your perspective of like knowing English, thinking like, oh, that my English is decent, right? And then you get here and you're like, oh, shit, now I'm in a whole fucking another lake.
Yeah, and as soon as I got comfortable and like having conversation with others, like when I used to just talk to my host family, that was fine because there was no pressure. But as soon as I go out in a restaurant and have to order something, and as soon as I felt comfortable doing that, I felt like, okay, now I stepped out of my comfort zone. Like now I arrived and now I feel comfortable living abroad.
I remember even when I'd go order different food at restaurants and they'd be slightly different. So even a drink. So I would say lemonade in Australia, which would be a Sprite. Here, when I'd say lemonade, they'd literally bring out a lemonade. And I'd be like, what is this? Like, ask for it. And they'd be like, there'd be a confused. I'd be like, oh, sorry, mate, Australian. And then they'd be like, throw shrimp on the barbie. And then they'd So it's all good. But it's like just these people don't realize the subtle differences. A couple of days ago, I had someone else on here, and they were from... Romania, and his dad didn't speak English, and now his dad's a doctor here. And I was like, I can't imagine how much your dad had to go through to learn the language, learn the cultural differences, and then adding on all that knowledge.
Yeah,
like, his brain must just been a full-on sponge, just soaking and retaining.
Yeah,
it's nuts. What are three things that you are grateful for?
I'm grateful for my health. I think that's the most important thing I'm grateful for. Then for my family and friends. Those were three, right?
Well, you can family and friends, family you, can and friends you can bundle them together.
Okay, good. And I'm grateful for the opportunities I get in life.
All right, I got two questions on this, right? So when you say you're grateful for your opportunities in life, do you believe that you are making these opportunities or these opportunities are coming to you? How do you perceive that?
I think like my generation has so much more opportunities. For example, my parents, they wouldn't have the opportunity to live abroad or when they grew up in East Germany, like the Russian side, they didn't have the opportunity to like go somewhere and study somewhere else other than Germany. And I feel like like my generation has much more opportunities, and like it's easier to have other options.
Yes. So on that though, there's got to be people that grew up in your small town mm-hmm. that's your age, and you've gone, I'm going to take this opportunity to go be in a pair and then go study. And there's people back there probably going, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Right? So the question is how do you approach opportunity? Are you someone that says, hey, here's opportunity and it comes to me, or I go out and I say yes to these opportunities? So I'll give you a small example that mm-hmm. I think that when people say they manifest something, I believe that they sort of, it's all these micro yeses that they say to it. So me, let's say I'm manifesting this podcast to be massive, right? Mm-hmm. If I was sitting home my ass and I was just manifesting and nothing's happening, right? The likelihood of someone busting through my door and going, you're getting a podcast and we're going to make it huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen. But yeah. If I was like, okay, I manifest it, and then I was like, an ad pops up and says, hey, learn how to do a podcast. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to say yes to watching that. And all these little mini yeses that lead on to like, you know what? I'm going to buy the equipment. I'm going to put this into action. Like, I was so nervous about coming and asking to do this, even though mm-hmm. it seemed so minuscule.
Yeah.
But it took me like a week to like sort of almost build the courage up to do it. Mm-hmm. So my question is, how, like, where do you say fall in line like on that?
I think the I am reaching out to opportunities. Like, yeah. I am, for example, I think the au pair,
yeah.
Whole experience. I had, like, some other students in my high school. They showed me a PowerPoint about, like, yeah. studying abroad. And I was, like, interested in that. And then I got more information about the whole process. But I was actually the person who, like, searched and wanted this opportunity to happen. So
you took a, like, basically there was a question posed to you or information, and you took a yes on that.
Yes.
And then you took more yeses. Yes. And then you provided yourself with opportunity to get to the yeah. end goal.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's.
So I'm kind of in between. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Opportunities come, but I also put effort into
this opportunity. I don't think that any. I always like the saying, luck favors the prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that whenever you put something forward, then you're like, all right, then if I've done the work for it, then something's going to come to fruition, you know?
Yeah.
So I like that.
And I also think that everything happens for a reason. Like, if it's meant to be, it will be.
Ooh.
So
we might be on different pages for that.
Oh, really? What do you think?
Well, if everything happens for a reason,
mm-hmm.
I feel bad for all the people that are innocent that have terrible things happen to them.
That's true.
And so I know so many people that have just had terrible things happen to them, and it's nowhere near their fault. And so when I say that, right. And even if, like, I don't believe in God, I'm
mm-hmm.
what people would say an atheist, but I don't care for that term either.
Okay.
But I'm just like, it just doesn't make sense to me, like, that
mm-hmm.
like, if everything happens for a reason, then why try at all? Do you get what I mean? Because if
I totally get it. But for me, it's like, I don't know what the bigger message of this, what happened to you. I don't know what the bigger message is about it, you know? If it happens for, for a bigger sense.
Oh, see, I think it doesn't.
It doesn't.
So one of the things I do to psych myself up,
uh-huh.
I think of two things. I think of dinosaurs. This sounds really odd. And I think of space. So okay. When I think of dinosaurs, they lived on this earth for millions and millions and millions of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're the longest surviving species on this planet ever.
Mm-hmm.
Or like type of thing. I don't know if you'd say species. But anyway, like, and we, even our whole piece of living, 40,000 years? Like, I think the native Australians are the longest living, and they're 40,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
That means that dinosaurs live so long. We're so minuscule, even in their time, we're like a little dot on this. And then when I look into space, and I'm like, hang on. We are one of eight planets around this sun, and then we are in a galaxy, and then that galaxy is in this space that's got billions of others.
Yeah.
Like, we're so minuscule. So then I'm like, well, like, I don't, nothing matters. Like, not to say that I should go out and do anything bad. I want to make sure, like, we're all making it through this as nothing matters together.
Yeah.
And so to me, I'm like, well, then we can all do good and make this better and have a good time, all while being good to each other.
Yeah.
But not to take away from your beliefs at all.
No, but I definitely get your point, yeah.
Yeah. But the other thing is I wanted to ask is, you said friends and family. What's it been like making friends here?
It's so much easier. Like, I think here in Germany, it's more like you have to have something in common to make friends. And here it's also like if you... like difference put you together. Like, mm-hmm. Here you just go on a street and meet other people, like talk to somebody, like to a stranger, and you see, oh, I like that, or you like that, blah blah blah, and then you make friends. Like, it's so much easier to make friends here.
Have you made close friends here?
I do, yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. How long have you been here for?
I used to live here as an au pair for 1.5 years, and now I'm here as a international student since 8 months. So
okay.
Almost 2 years in the United
States. Yeah, yeah. But I feel like it's almost like living in different countries. Like, San Francisco feels so much further away than...
Yes.
Like, it's not like you're zipping down there every weekend to catch up with friends, you know?
Yeah. But I also made, like... I made lots of international friends. Like,
oh, wow.
Now,
okay.
Yeah, like, I think America is much more international than... Germany, like the part of Germany where I'm from. So it's also super easy to make friends international.
Yeah, I feel that it's almost like if you know someone's international, like the, if I know there's an Australian somewhere, I feel like, okay, there's this like energy of like we might not even hang out, but we have like the same sort of humor or the same this, and even other people that are international, I'm like, okay, we kind of know like or view this country from a different thing, so we have that little bit to bond on, even if we've got nothing else in common, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean, like if they're like, I love soccer, and I'm like, I can't stand soccer, but hey, we can like chat about this, you know?
Yeah totally, yeah. I think as soon as you live abroad somewhere else, you have that in common.
Yeah,
because like you all took the step to move somewhere else.
Yeah, you know? I fully agree. All right, last question.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to wear a shirt for a year and it had to have a slogan on it, but you can't take the shirt. Well, you can take the shirt off, but you have to wear it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
What does the slogan say?
Oh, interesting. Let me think about it. I think the slogan would be "No matter where."
No matter where. Can you explain on that?
No matter where I am, like. No matter where, like the home where I am, it's me.
Yeah.
It doesn't depend on the location.
Yeah.
So.
Have you heard the saying, "Home is where you rest your heart," or is it? And then there's another saying, "Home is where you rest your hat." Like, doesn't matter where you are.
Yes. Yeah. Where I heard it, but yeah. So that's kind of the message. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Moritz. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Moritz.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Germany, actually would say Moritz.
Okay, I'll try it. Already?
Okay.
Moritz.
Yeah.
Close?
Pretty close, yeah.
Close. I feel like you're more in the back of the throat and I was rolling my R.
Like Germans do the
Okay. Moritz.
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 Moritz, yeah.
Moritz. Oh my God, I feel like I'm messing your name up.
No, that's totally fine.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you. But I'll get a drawing done and then I'll email you and then... put this all up and then you get to
it's so fun.
Yeah,
cool.
thank you very much.
Okay.